you know, it's a blessing to be here. You know, it's the start of something great that we got going on, and start playing some football, man. It's a fun time, and, you know, I'm just excited, ready to go, man. You know, you put in all the hard work during the offseason to get to this point. Now the time is here, and now you got to grind.
It's starting to wind down. Like I said, training camp, the first day is the actual, you're back, you know, we're ready to get started.
Oh, yeah, man, ready to be back down here. It's exciting. I'm just ready to get back to football, man. It's been a while.
You know, the first day of training camp means football's back, so it's just good to get football started and be back with my teammates, and, you know, they're like brothers.
We start training camp to build our team, to build chemistry, to build unity, and that's what we're here for, to get our goals, get our plan, and the master plan is to win the Super Bowl.
Welcome back. It's another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from home of Vikings training camp, Mankato, Minnesota, on the campus of Minnesota State University. I'm here with producer Nate Vaughn. It's 2016 Verizon Vikings training camp. Over 50 years now, the Vikings have called Mankato their training camp home. And this season, full of lots of promise, lots of optimism for lots of Vikings fans. And there were a lot of Vikings fans here to help kick off that season at check-in day at 2016 Verizon Vikings training camp. Always a really fun day on the NFL calendar when your team checks into training camp. And this year's day did not disappoint and was no exception. I have Nate Vaughn here to help me break it down. Nate, always a busy day for VEN as we cover players and coaches checking in, fans checking them out as they check in, and today didn't disappoint. It was a fun day.
It was a fun day, and it was nice and cool outside, so yes. Temperature-wise, a great start to 2016.
I mean, you can have rain on check-in day, and that can really ruin it. You can have extreme heat on check-in day. That can really ruin it, but you're right. Today was perfect. It was overcast. It was easy on the fans. It was easy on the staff. It put the players in a good mood, and there's lots to talk about with this team. But actually, it is the lack of controversial things to talk about that I think was the highlight of the day. It was a distractionless check-in day for the Vikings, and we know that the Vikings have had plenty of distraction-filled check-in days with contract disputes or quarterback controversies or Adrian Peterson coming back from a knee injury. Is he ever going to be the same? That was the deal in 2012. But really, no distractions, knock on wood, yet for the Vikings at a time when a lot of other teams have been dealing with distractions.
And the first real contract negotiation type thing you heard today was actually one that maybe a lot of people weren't even really thinking about. Your head coach is back for quite a while now.
And it was good news. Yeah, it was a contract extension for a head coach that everyone loves. So the point is not to gloat or brag about how great things are going. It's just that at this time of year, at any point in time, something can go amiss that will be a distraction. So when you are in the middle of a period of time where you are distractionless, you need to celebrate that. And that's where the Vikings are right now. Lots of things going in the right direction. Now, we're sure that all of you listening via the Vikings app or via Vikings.com that you have seen and heard the sights and sounds of Vikings check-in day with the individualized pieces of content that we've delivered to you today on all those different platforms, including our social media platforms. But here on today's Wobcast, we're going to give you a full summary of check-in day in one serving. So we're going to kind of go through the entire day from A to Z. The players had a 3 or 4 hour window where they could check in beginning at 11 o'clock, or they could even come earlier than that, beginning at 10 o'clock, and they had to be in by a certain time. They had to check in with the medical staff and the equipment staff, and they had to get their dorm room. They had to go through the conditioning test. They had a team meeting. So all that stuff was going on, and Vikings.com and the Vikings Entertainment Network was in the midst of all of it, capturing stuff for you. So if you haven't already, make sure you go to Vikings.com and check out the press conferences. You had star players like Chad Greenway and Adrian Peterson and Teddy Bridgewater give press conferences. So did Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer. And then we ran down some players for interviews once they got into campus here. You know, we caught up with players like Eric Kendricks and Jarius Wright and had some fun with those guys, getting their thoughts on what it's like to check in with a new season right in front of them. We had Alex Boone mic'd up, which I haven't seen the final cut of that, but I would imagine that's going to be pretty entertaining with how cool Alex Boone can be. So tons of stuff up on the site. We encourage you to go and check it out. Now, one thing that's going to be coming down the pike here in the next day or so is You know, the team has to declare who's going to be active and ready to go to practice and who's going to be put on the PUP list and who's going to be put on the non-football injury list and all that. So we don't have any details on that right now. That will be coming on Friday. And then once that is decided, the team will actually practice on Friday. They'll have their first practice of 2016 Verizon Vikings training camp. So we'll have some news and some notes and some nuggets with some of the active, inactive, and injured players coming up early on Friday. Nate, I don't know if you watched the interview or not, but my favorite interview of the day was, well, I guess Alex Boone's press conference was the best thing.
Yeah, it's tough to top that.
That was the best thing of the day, aside from Zimmer getting the contract extension.
Lots of good things. We're fine. Right. Lots of good things today.
Alex Boone at his press conference was amazing. Alex Boone mic'd up is also amazing. But aside from those, my favorite thing was the Matt Khalil interview that we did. We caught up with him just as he arrived in the parking lot. And I really appreciated his attitude and the mindset he's bringing to training camp. He, in the questions that we asked of him, he never talked about himself. He was always talking about the team.
Ready to go, man. I'm excited for this year. Really optimistic.
What I think a lot of people are excited. This is, you know, you can feel it with the fans and with the players. Why do you think that is? What is it about this year that has everyone more excited than normal?
You know, I don't think it's too often where, you know, especially in the NFL, you get the right pieces and the right guys at the right time, you know, playing how they need to play. And, you know, obviously under Coach Zimmer, he's, I think, you know, one of the best coaches in the NFL. You know, he takes care of us and expects a lot of us at the same time. So, you know, this team works hard. We're a great group of guys, and, you know, just the camaraderie and the chemistry in the locker room is probably the closest since I've been here. So it's an exciting time, and we got some great players, and they all have great work ethic. So,
yeah. You know, what are some of the things that Coach Zimmer preaches to you guys as a team when you start training camp? What are some of the defining characteristics, do you think, of your guys' team?
You know, there's no special formula to it. You know, one of the big things he hones is, you know, how hard we work. And you got to work hard. There's no way around that. So, you know, work hard, work smart, and, you know, same time, be smart players. Know that playbook inside and out and helps you play faster. So, you know, if you're a smart team that plays fast and, you know, nothing's going to be hard in this camp. And, you know, looking forward to this year.
You know, for a guy like Matt Khalil, who has had his ups and downs and has been dogged a lot by the public and the media, for him to have that team first attitude in what is a huge year for him individually tells me that his mind is in the right place, tells me that he's falling in line with the type of mentality that Coach Zimmer wants. And I think he, as much as any other player on the offense, is going to benefit from having Alex Boone lining up at left guard, because I think when you have a quality player who knows what he's doing lining up next to you as a tackle, that really helps you out to know that you're not going to have to help out very much on your inside, that that left guard can handle his business. That allows you to focus on the edge rusher that you're matching up against on a play-by-play basis. I think that's really going to help Matt Khalil. So I love how the Vikings offensive line looks on that left side with Khalil and Boone.
And it was good to hear just his attitude towards the season. Like, yeah, he's, everybody's excited every year when they come back to training camp, but it, he said, like, you could hear in his voice, and he said it's, this year's a little bit different, and and he thinks there's good things in store, and that, and whether it was on camera or off camera, you could feel that with a lot of the other players too. As they showed up, they were excited to be here and ready to get to work. Probably were ready to get to work 3 months ago.
Yeah,
if you asked them.
I also like the Adam Thielen and Jarius Wright interviews we did. You know, that group of receivers is a tightly knit bunch, and that's really a credit to George Stewart, the wide receivers coach, and to those guys as individuals. I mean, they're competing for reps and for playing time all the time, but they're really a tightly knit group. So I enjoyed the interviews we did with Adam Thielen and Jarius Wright. So if you haven't checked those out, folks, make sure you go to Vikings.com or the Vikings app and check out some of those interviews. We also caught up with NFL Network's Ian Rapoport today, and he's going on a training camp tour right now, 10 teams in 10 days. So he's been in Green Bay already. He was here in Minnesota today. And, you know, he's talking with all the Vikings dignitaries, Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer and North Turner. But, you know, we kind of turned the tables on him a little bit, and we chatted with him. We asked him some questions, and he had a lot of good things to say about the Vikings.
Verizon Vikings 2016 training camp is about to kick off here in Mankato. We're joined by NFL Network's Ian Rapoport, who is on a tour of training camps. Is this your first one?
This is my second one.
Okay.
I was in Green Bay yesterday, am going to Philadelphia tomorrow, I think, to check my itinerary. But 10 camps, 10 days, then we take a break, and then we go to some more.
And you guys do live hits throughout the day. Is that the deal?
Yeah, come out here, and I do live hits throughout. And when practice starts tomorrow, I think we'll be going live from here for tomorrow. Show fans a little practice, what's going on, and you know, kind of give a little analysis along the way too.
Now, how are you keeping it all straight with that many teams and that many days? And plus, even when you're here, you're not only reporting on the Vikings. This is a very busy time of the NFL calendar, but I would imagine you love it.
Yeah, I do love it. I mean, there's a couple times a year that I really, really just look forward to. You know, this is one, free agency is one, like the couple week or so before the draft. You know, this is great. I mean, I love coming out here. I love talking to people, like, how's the team? What have you been up to? You know, kind of meeting some more people. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on, but it's all up here somewhere, you know, and you try to remember what you can, write down everything, and sort it out after a whirlwind 20 days or so.
Yeah. And what do you have with the Vikings? You have Mike Zimmer gets a contract extension that was announced by GM Rick Spielman today. You get Adrian Peterson in camp, all eyes on Teddy Bridgewater, and one of the better defenses in the NFL last year. So those are some of the storylines, but what kind of draws your attention about the Vikings in 2016?
They're good. You know, they're good. And I think that's, you know, look at the Vikings offseason. I mean, it wasn't crazy. There was no big storyline like, you know, getting Adrian Peterson in here and would he come back, would he not. Instead, it's just this is a really good team looking to be a great team. You know, you got a quarterback who I think is on the brink of really taking that next step. Seems like it. But even if he doesn't, let's say Teddy Bridgewater just makes moderate, decent improvement, he's still really good for this team because they're always going to be, as long as you have Adrian Peterson, you're always going to be run first. Right, so you have a quarterback who's smart, who gets it, who leads, and who doesn't make mistakes. Like that's pretty good. You know, those are the kind you get a tough defense, which obviously the Vikings have. Get after it, really get after it. You get a great running, physical running game, and a quarterback who's smart and doesn't make mistakes. That is what you're looking for. That's the whole thing. So for me, it's really just how good is this team, and will they continue to make the progression? Even though the division has probably even gotten better than it was last year.
We got to get you in the new stadium while you're here. Enough time for that?
I wish. I was talking to Lester about it, you know, a little bit ago. I mean, the pictures look amazing. There's a soccer game in a couple days that I know is going to be on TV. I'll make sure to watch that just so I can see what the new stadium looks like. I mean, it's all really cool. I can't wait to see it in person. And by the way, the fact that it's going to host the Super Bowl, I think, is sort of extra cool. It's also, you know, the Zimmer extension is interesting because it almost like represents so much that is new with the Vikings. You got the stadium, breaking ground on practice facility next week, extension, well deserved for Zimmer. I mean, this is a pretty good time, I would imagine, to be a Vikings fan.
Yeah. That's why we should get you one of these sharp NFL Network t-shirts in purple.
You know, every year they send me like 5, and I didn't get a purple one, but I got 3 shades of blue.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Well, we'll get you a purple one and send it to you.
Thanks. Sounds good.
Travel safely, enjoy all your camps, and thanks for your time.
All right, appreciate it always.
I like how he kept it simple, too. I was like, so what's the storyline here when you come to Minnesota? And he's like, well, Minnesota's good. And that's a storyline in and of itself, and that's a good storyline to have when you're at training camp. And I think that's probably a theme that we're going to encounter here for the next month or so before we play any meaningful games, is the Vikings last year were, you know, you and I, Nate, probably at this time felt as good about that team as we feel about this team. But the difference is the public now feels as good about the team this year as we may have felt about them last year. And you can really sense that there is a lot of optimism and positivity surrounding the Vikings, even by outsiders.
So good things from Ian Rappaport. You know, there's always analysts and media members and everything just showing up mm-hmm. in Mankato for mm-hmm. training camp. It seems like every day there's a new one. So certainly, I mean, that Ian's on the website. Be sure to stay tuned to Vikings.com, yeah. Obviously, for many, many, many more people, hopefully saying many, many more good things about the Vikings.
Yeah, and hopefully the Vikings give them reasons to say good things about them. So, again, we encourage you to go to Vikings.com if you haven't already. Photo galleries, written articles, pressers all the time, practice highlights every day. We'll have players wired up. We'll have helmet cams. We'll do the one-on-one interviews after practice and with media members, as Nate said, when they come through Mankato. So wall-to-wall coverage of 2016 Verizon Vikings training camp will be coming to you via the Vikings Entertainment Network. The Wobcast will be with you throughout training camp. We'll get Voice of the Vikings' Paul Allen here. He's doing his radio show from 2016 Verizon Vikings training camp a handful of times. So that'll be a lot of fun. Lots of action, a jam-packed year of training camp action consolidated into just 10 days, a pretty short stay for the Vikings in Mankato, but that's because the team will end the away from Winter Park portion of training camp with 3 days of practice and games against the Cincinnati Bengals. That's coming in the middle of August. So lots to get to here in the next couple of weeks regarding 2016 Verizon Vikings training camp. We're going to bring it to you right here at the Vikings Entertainment Network. Make sure you download the Vikings app if you haven't done that already. All of our content will be delivered straight to your favorite mobile device, and we'll be coming back at you with tons more over the next couple of weeks. On behalf of producer Nate Vaughn, I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. This edition of the Wobcast is over, but training camp has just begun. Lots more to come, so make sure you stay tuned. See you later. So yeah, I start with